Bruce Horton became Sitka's magistrate in 1990. Under Alaska law, a magistrate is supposed to handle everything from a dog at large ticket to the early proceedings in a homicide case. And they don't have to have a law degree, but Horton did.
He could have sat on the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court. He was that bright, that smart, that driven, that attentive.
Jude Pate is Sitka's public defender. He would appear before Horton sometimes as often as a dozen times a week. And he says Horton grew to know the community in his time on the bench. Defendants were more than a case number and a name to him. And Pate says that Horton took time to carefully explain things to people instead of simply moving them through the process. He says Horton was fearless in the courtroom, never afraid to do the right thing.
Also stern. And that went for my clients. It went for the police. It went for me. but you need that in a courtroom. You need order. And he was not afraid to bring that.
Pate says Horton played an important role in his own development.
I did my first jury trial in front of him. I did my first evidentiary hearing. Any hearing of any significance that I've ever done, I did it first and under the guidance of Magistrate Horton. He basically helped me, made me grow up as a lawyer.
As it turns out, a lot of people have that to say about Horton, who worked as a trainer for the court system since 1994. Neil Nisham is Area Court Administrator for Southeast Alaska. He says Horton probably trained as many as 35 magistrates, ranging from Yakutat to Craig.
He really made sure that they honed their skills, and he wouldn't let them get out of Sitka unless they could prove to him that they knew what they were talking about.
He also traveled the Panhandle, visiting smaller communities and reviewing the work of magistrates that he had trained. Nisham says some of those magistrates will come to Sitka to handle Horton's docket until a new full-time magistrate can be hired. Horton's death, Nisham says, is a painful loss for a close-knit staff.
It's hard to describe in terms of how we feel because he puts so much into this job and so much into his work. Nobody could possibly replace him.
Nisham says outside of the courtroom, Horton was devoted to his family and an avid outdoorsman. Dirk White would agree with that. He's been a family friend since Horton moved to town in 1990. The Whites and the Hortons have children who are close in age. And the two families spend a lot of time together, fishing, hunting, camping. White remembers Horton as an excellent cook whose work in the kitchen or at a campfire was always made to be shared.
I don't think his recipes were able to be for less than six people.
Horton saw a lot of people in his day job who were having bad days. But White says the often depressing and sometimes stressful nature of Horton's work never, ever translated into his life outside the courthouse. He says Horton had a great sense of humor about life and work.
There's a 1,001 lawyer jokes, of course, and I always used to tease him about some of those things, too. And, of course, before he got his LASIK surgery, he misplaced his glasses or trying to find his glasses or whatever. And I said, yeah, another case of blind justice, those sorts of things. Because, I haven't heard that one before.
The importance Horton placed on his family was not lost on those who knew him only professionally. Sitka attorney Jim McGowan says Horton was a devoted father and was crazy about his wife, September.
When I'd be in his office and a call would come through from her, he would suddenly go from being, all business or all hunting, fishing kind of guy talk to just this cooing husband who was just... God, you'd think he was in high school and this was his first girlfriend. I mean, he just was crazy about that woman. It's real, real charming to see.
In addition to his wife, September, Horton is survived by two sons. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.